from KQED.
A new poll from the LA Times finds Jerry Brown has what appears to be a commanding 13-point lead over Meg Whitman as they vie for the governor's seat with one more week to go before the election. But in a one-on-one conversation with Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers this past weekend, Meg Whitman sounded confident.
For weeks, the campaign of Meg Whitman has promoted what they call a micro-targeting strategy, zeroing in on voters she thinks will win her the election.
Because you are a very important group that could well actually swing the outcome of this election.
Whitman's stop at a restaurant in San Jose's Little Saigon community Saturday fit the micro-targeting narrative, but now the need is more intense. The polls are starting to show her falling behind.
I am fighting for every vote in every part of this state.
Even as the tactics may be changing, the message from the 54-year-old former CEO remains the same: jobs and the economy. No day goes by without her criticizing California's regulations and taxes, and lately pointing to states like Texas as the place where companies go to thrive. I asked her, though, whether that's a fair comparison.
When you look at some of the data of Texas, poverty rate is higher, education rates are lower, average salary of workers is lower than they are in California. Those seem to be comparative disadvantages to why someone wouldn't pick up and move to Texas.
Sure. I mean, Texas is not a perfect state by any means, but they do a better job on the business climate than we do. But here's a good statistic for you that I think tells the story. In 2008, 52% of all new jobs created in the entire United States were created in Texas. And that's because the governor has taken steps to create a more business-friendly environment, reduce state spending, reduce taxes, streamlined regulation. And that's the kind of thing that we have to do here in California. We have to act like we are truly interested in business.
That implies the state hasn't been business-friendly under Arnold Schwarzenegger, who promised the same sorts of things 7 years ago, a fact showcased by the latest TV ad of Jerry Brown.
I have built businesses.
I built a business.
Met a payroll. I enter this office beholden to no one except you.
I will owe my office to no one but you.
Well, I mean, the ad that you're talking about, the reason that Governor Schwarzenegger and I are talking about some of the same things is they are the right things to be talking about. We do need more jobs. We do need a different approach. We do need to upend the status quo in Sacramento. And I will do that. And there's a couple of big differences. I'll get the right people in the right job. One of the things that Governor Schwarzenegger missed, in my view, is the power of the appointments process. You are only as good as the people that you surround yourself with.
Think he appointed bad people or just not the right people?
I think he wasn't focused on it. So instead of having a group of appointees that wanted to follow him up the mountain, he has lots of appointees with lots of different agendas.
Meg Whitman insists her agenda is an economic revival.
You know, the thing that I think is the best example, did you read about Intel the other day in the paper? Intel is doubling down on their factory in Oregon. Not in Asia, not in Latin America, in Oregon. Why can't we compete with Oregon?
It's good that you brought that up, because when I talked to a couple of economists over the last couple of days, one of the things that comes up too is that some of these states' property's cheaper. Cost of living is lower. How can a governor change real estate value?
Well, you can't change real estate value, obviously. But look at this. When you think about, and this I think is something that I can make a difference on, if you're in Silicon Valley and you're thinking about putting a server farm or a development center someplace, you know, the CEOs in Silicon Valley don't often think of the Central Valley. Why shouldn't we be putting these factories, these server farms, these call centers in Fresno, Bakersfield, Modesto, Visalia? There's great universities there. There's a workforce. Goodness knows there's high unemployment. And I tell you, we got to market all areas of California, because Fresno isn't higher cost than Salt Lake City. Probably isn't higher cost than Portland, Oregon, or Medford, Oregon.
That discussion sounds like what Whitman's final TV ad promises, a detailed adult conversation with Californians about how to fix the state's many problems. But the candidate, who has seemingly unlimited resources to get her message out, is now faced with a dwindling resource she can't replenish: time. For the California Report, I'm John Myers.
We asked Jerry Brown to sit down with John. We're still waiting back for word on that. In the meantime, listen to John's entire conversation with Meg Whitman on his blog, Capital Notes. Look for the link at californiareport.org.